says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I'll never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Turn and give your neighbor a high five and say, it is dependent on Jesus today. Amen, amen. Well, it's a holiday weekend, and how many are thankful for that? Anybody get any extra time off? Yeah, that's always fun. And we're celebrating as a country our Independence Day, that commemorating the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which was U.S. independence from the rule of Great Britain. In the beginning of that marvelous document, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How many are thankful for that document and for the freedom and for the founders and the ones, you know, of the country, and for the founders and the people that wrote this? We're so thankful for that. And I want to just declare to you that God's blessing is still on America. It is, because we are the church, we are the body of Christ, and we're here, and that's one of our great privileges and right in Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for our country. Now, I'm not always thankful for everything that I see. I'm not always thankful for everything in the way it's maybe handled, if it's against our constitutional rights, but I am thankful for America. And we are in a very pivotal season. This is not necessarily a political sermon, but I do want to encourage you that we're in a pivotal time in history and for our country and for the rights and the way we know our country right now. And we want those freedoms to continue, do we not? Amen. So we come into agreement for that. And I'm going to just ask you, as you prepare to vote in the upcoming elections, and I trust that you do, please, that's a right, that's a privilege. Please take advantage of that if you are of voting age. Please do that. And don't do it lightly. I'm going to ask that you enter into that time prayerfully, seeking the Lord, asking Him, Father, who are the people that need to be in these governmental positions? One of the quotes that I read about the signing of this declaration, they were talking about rulers that upheld Christian values and those that were Christians. And that would be my desire, that we would have Christians that would rise up in our political system, that would seek the face of God and seek the wisdom of God and proclaim those truths and operate in wisdom and in the law of love. Amen. So as you vote, please do it prayerfully and considering what the voice of the Lord is speaking to your heart. Amen. Can we come into agreement for that? Amen. And we declare this nation great. America is great. America is blessed by God. We love our country, and we celebrate the freedoms that we have and give God all the praise and all the glory for that. Amen. Amen. And we're thankful for those that protect those rights as well. So we honor our military and those that have so faithfully served and are serving, and we just declare them protected, strengthened, blessed, and helped today by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you've been born again, how many people in here have been born again? Praise God. In Periscope, you can raise your hand there as well if you've been born again. Well, when we were born again, we didn't make a declaration of independence. We made a declaration of dependence. Did we not? The days of I'll do it my way or I did it my way ceased to be. The days of Burger King philosophy of have it your way ceased to be. The days of I'll do it if it feels good, I'll do it if I want to, I'll do it if it does affects me or anybody else, I'll do what I want because I want and I'll do it the way I want. The days of that were over when we made our declaration of dependence. If you look up the definition of the word dependence, it's the state of relying on or needing someone or something for aid, for support, for reliance, for confidence, or for trust. And for us, we know who that is. That is the Lord our God. I want you to turn with me today in Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. some of my favorite life passages here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for the Word of God, thankful for the opportunity to come in, thankful, precious, that you let me share the pulpit with you. And I pray that this Word comes forth to you in a way that will encourage your heart and strengthen you today for the glory of God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Trust. Have complete confidence in God. Rely on His integrity. People can fail. Systems can fail. Governments can fail. Leaders, those in positions of authority, can stumble and fall. But we can trust in the One that never fails, never falls, never leaves us, never forsakes us, never lies. He's always true. He's always good. He's always faithful. And His Word is truth. So we can have trust, absolute confidence in God and in what He says. He's not a man that He should lie. All the promises in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. To God be all the glory. It says, trust in the Lord. Rely on Him with all your heart. Not a little bit. Not like I'm going to trust Him with this area of my life, but I'm not going to trust Him with this area of my life. But you can trust Him with all your heart, leaning not to your own understanding. And I love in that passage, when you go to study out that word, it's leaning not. It's like, don't lean on yourself. Don't lean on the support or the trust in just yourself. And aren't you thankful that as a believer, that because we now belong to Christ, that we are not by ourselves? He says He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. And we don't have to just rely on what we can do. But that's a philosophy that we hear propagated a lot in our society. You could just do it. You can do this. You got this. Just handle this. You can make this happen. And a lot of self-reliance. But this scripture says we don't have to do that. We can trust in the Lord. We can have complete confidence in Him. We don't have to trust our own self. And it says don't just trust yourself, but don't lean to your own understanding, your own consideration, your own truth. Sometimes we have belief systems that are in place, and we truly believe what we believe, right? And we can be very sincere in what we believe, but if it doesn't line up with God's Word, we are sincerely wrong. So you can be sincere in your belief, but I challenge you to put your belief system in line with the Word. Study out God's Word and see what God says about it. I had a conversation recently, and it was like mind-boggling to me because this particular person was categorizing people by their ethnicity, by the color of their skin. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that you're saying that. I can't believe, this was a seasoned Christian. And I was like, I can't believe that you believe that there are different levels of humanity, that one culture or one country is exalted above another. I said, we're all created equal. Scripture says that there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond nor free, but in Christ we're one. We're one. And I was like, I was flabbergasted at the philosophy and my expression that I shared with you. It was out of my heart and out of my soul. Like, I cannot believe that that's how you believe. Because and the conversation as it ended, this person came back to me later and said, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was because of the way I was brought up. Maybe the whole thing should be about God's love. Amen. Amen. So it was an understanding or a truth that this person had formed because of what had been taught. And yet this person was willing to change, to repent, to leave that thought and take what God's word said about it. I thought that was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing to see. So scripture says, so don't lean only on your own self or on your own understanding or your own consideration. But what do? We acknowledge him. We acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he directs our path. Look at Isaiah 26 and verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah, the Lord is everlasting strength. We can be bold, we can be secure, we can be confident, we can be sure in the Lord. How often? Always and forever. Amen. I've been ministering frequently to different people. I try and reach out, and one of the things that the Lord often directs me to with people, especially if I don't know them, is I'll share Jeremiah 29:11 with them. For the Lord, the plans that he has for them are good, the thoughts not to harm them, but to give them a hope and a future. More often than not, the response that I get from that are these three words: I hope so. And that I found that is a response with believers and unbelievers alike. Well, I hope so. The reality of it is God is good. God loves you. God's plans for you are good. You can be confident, and we can be sure in that. We don't just have to hope that maybe that's the case or hope that maybe that's the truth, but God's word is truth. Amen. And we're sanctified and set apart from it. He's an everlasting rock. He's our refuge. We can run into him, the scripture says, and we're safe. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is strength, it's might, it's a tower that the righteous runs into and is safe. That word safe means inaccessibly high. Hallelujah, inaccessibly high. And we know that's an Old Testament passage, but we see that again in the New Testament. Ephesians 2:8 says, and God raised up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are raised up high today in Christ. Amen. We are above and not beneath. Amen. In Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:1 says, therefore, if you've been raised with Christ, keep seeking those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We are inaccessibly high today because we are with Christ and Christ in us. So we are safe today in Jesus Christ. We are safe because we've been made in Christ Jesus' righteousness. Amen. We are safe in that today. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that when I declared my dependence day on Jesus Christ back in October 27th, 1980, I was a very young girl at the time, and I made that commitment to Jesus Christ, and I have not reached perfection. I have not yet reached the end of my journey yet, except in my spirit. I've been made complete in him. But my journey, and that journey of transforming, and that journey of taking his word as my truth, continues on. And I can just say to you, along the course of the path, that God's always faithful, God's always true, God's been my strength, he is my comfort, he is my peace, he is my joy, he is a very present help in time of trouble. I'm so thankful that I was bought with a price. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:20, that Jesus Christ paid the price that I couldn't pay. There's an old song that said, he paid a debt he didn't owe, I owed a debt I couldn't pay, and I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Hallelujah. For you were bought at a price. What a price. The precious blood of Jesus Christ, the stripes upon his back, the suffering that he bore for us. We were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. We give him glory and praise today. And how do we do that? We do that by trusting in the Lord. We do that by relying on him. We do that by placing our confidence and our trust and our assurance in him today. Romans 6:16. What's that scripture say? Romans 6:16. And these are good ones for you to take. You can study it when you go home? Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, that you are one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? We are the bond servants of the Lord. And it's an interesting thought whenever we think of like giving yourself over to someone. It seems like maybe that would equate not having freedom, but in Christ, that is what truly brings us the freedom. When we yield it all to the Lord and we submit every area of our life, the things that we maybe don't understand, or when things don't look quite like we thought they should, or we don't know how what the outcome of that situation is going to be, but when we just submit it unto the Lord and say, Father, I trust you because I belong to you. I trust in your goodness. I trust in what the promises of your word says. I may not have all the answers. I may not have all the understanding about this particular situation, but I yield myself to you today, and I declare that you are Lord over this. I declare you are Lord in my life. Father, what is it that you would want to say to me? What is it you would like for me to do? What is it you would like for me to give? When we are yielding every single area of our lives to the Lord, that brings us the greatest freedom. Hallelujah. Scripture says, in him we live, we move, we have our very being. It's the life of Christ that needs to pulsate and through every area of our lives. Every cell of our body is alive by the power and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Galatians 5:1. Stand there fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and don't be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Aren't you glad for grace? Aren't you thankful that we've been set free from the law of sin and death? And we have life in Jesus Christ today. And what kind of life has he come to give us? He's come to give us that life that's abundant. He's come to give us that life that is more than enough for every day. Amen. Our dependence on Christ, and in our dependence on him, we receive our greatest freedom. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Don't you love the Word of God? The Word of God's powerful, it's true, it strengthens us, it is meat for us today. Hallelujah. This is my daily bread. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? There's liberty. There's freedom. So since you're a believer, and since you've got the Holy Spirit living within you, guess what? There's liberty. There's freedom. I want you to see in your heart and in your mind today that you're not, you don't have to try and get free, but you are free in Jesus Christ today. The things that you think have been changed that have bound you in bondages, they're broken off by the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. I want you to begin to see yourself as light. And I've mentioned this in bygone weeks, that because of the light of Christ that's within you, that when you walk in places, darkness is dispelled. Hallelujah. When you walk in, favor shows up. When you walk in, truth walks into that place because of the truth that's in Christ. And Scripture says, and the truth that we know sets us free. So you walk in power. You walk in authority. You walk in not by your own or in your own strength, but Scripture says in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. So you know you're not alone. You don't go in anywhere unaided in this life because you have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the mighty Spirit of God living and dwelling on the inside of you that gives you strength, that gives you the anointing, that enables you, that empowers you, and we enforce his word by faith. Amen. So hallelujah, what are we to dread and what are we to fear in our country, in our workplaces, in our finances, in our situation, whatever you come up against? What are we to fear or dread? We place our trust. We place our confidence in the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Romans 8 says in verse 1 that there's no more condemnation now in Christ Jesus, that we've been set free from that. Aren't you thankful? Hallelujah. You've been set free from spiritual death in Christ Jesus. Aren't you thankful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 3 John 2, one of our favorite life passages, says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you'd prosper and that you'd be in health, even as your soul prospers." We have, by the power of Jesus Christ, prosperity in our soul, in our body, in our finances. Whole life prosperity belongs to us because of the price that Jesus Christ paid. I choose to put my dependence on him today. Amen. What about you? You know, in our world, too often we get the emphasis on self-dependence or self-confidence. I read a quote, a world quote, and I'm going to read it to you. It said, "Self-confidence is the most attractive quality a person can have. How can a person see how great you are if you can't see it yourself?" I don't know about you, but that hit up against my spirit. That's not about how great I am. It's about how great I am, about how great I have in him, about how great he is, and how good he is to me, and how I am enabled and I am empowered because of his goodness, because of him alone. Hallelujah. I want a life that is God-dependent. I want a life that's God-centered. I want a life that's God-saturated. I want a life that's God-directed. So we yield ourselves in that dependence on Jesus Christ. We yield and we say, "Here we are, Lord. Thank you for leading and guiding us by your Spirit. Thank you that I'm a vessel of honor for your glory. Thank you that I have the enablement and the empowerment and I need to go throughout this day, throughout the course that we call life on this earth. Thank you that my eternal life started the moment that I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for sufficient grace for every day, every moment, every hour, every second of my life." You know, there's an old song that says, the enemy wants to try and make us think that God's word won't come to pass. But the song says, when you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, when you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. But praise the Lord, because he can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord, for God inhabits praise. Praise for the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise the Lord. Now, Satan's a liar, and he wants to make you think that you're paupers when you know yourself that you're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle has been won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, and his work's already done. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why don't you just do that today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Steve has told us that praise is the highest form of faith. So lift up your hands to him today. Father, we praise you in faith today that you are our everlasting rock. You are our refuge, that the name of the Lord is our strong tower. We run into you, and we are in a position that's inaccessibly high today in Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving us the strength, Lord God, to walk out this walk and trust, Lord God, like we've never known before. Father, you are a good, good, good God. And we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.